The question today is, can man open his own heart? Can a man open his own heart and let Jesus in? I know we've been taught that all of our lives. In fact, we've had pictures. I remember as a boy in Sunday school seeing a picture hanging on the wall of a so-called Jesus, and I don't even like to have those pictures around, but so-called Jesus standing outside and knocking on the door representing one's heart, and the knob was on the inside and no knob was on the outside. Folks, that is totally against God's Word, because you see, this thing of the knob being on the inside and you've got control. Listen, man is dead. He's dead in trespasses and sin. And what can a dead man do if the Lord doesn't come and do something in your life, awaken you, if you please, or stir in your heart, or plow the soil of your heart and make it good ground? You'll remain in a dead state. A dead man can do nothing. A lost man he's reached the knowledge of accountability. Lost, he's depraved, he's dominated by the flesh, the world, and the devil. He's deceived by the god of this world, and the heart's deceitful and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17:9 says, who can know it? You don't even know your own heart. And you cannot, you will not open your heart. If it's left up to you, you would never turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. You'd never open your heart, even if you could, but you can't. The Bible says about Lydia in the book of Acts 16, verse number 14, and this is the first convert really that Paul had, I guess you could say, over in the land of Macedonia when he had the division come over and help us. But Lydia was from another place, and she was worshiping the Lord, and yet she was lost. She was down at the river praying, and yet she was lost. Now, folks, we've got a lot of people who believe, well, if you're lost, you can't worship, you can't pray, and God doesn't hear. Listen, we've been taught a lot of things over the years that's just not right. May God help us to see. We need to get back to the book. As Jeremiah said, we need to get back, find the old paths, and walk therein. Our problem is we're a lot of people today are like they were in Jeremiah's day. They said, we will not do that. But we need to get back to the truth of the Word of God, because we're deceiving people ourselves and being used as an instrument of the devil instead of the instrument of God. When we say that, open your heart and let Jesus come in, you can't open your heart. God opened Lydia's heart when she was out there worshiping and praying. The Bible said very clearly, Acts 16:14, that the Lord opened her heart. And your heart must be opened by the Lord. You better pray that He does that. Listen, salvation's of the Lord. It's not of you. Oh, they'll use the scripture, Revelation chapter 3, verse number 20, where it said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open, and I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. And if you'll analyze that and look at that in context, and I know all scripture is profitable for doctrine, but in context, it's dealing with the Laodicean church that really represents the age in which we live, where we've planned God out. We've had plans and programs and we've done this, and we've come up with man's ideas to try to have nickels and noses and more number and million more and 54 and slogans such as that, that's caused so many people today that they think they can get the job done. I've had a man one time to tell me, I know how to get the job done. I'm an expert. Well, I won't tell you what. We're no experts, and we're just vessels, very feeble, just vessels of earthen clay. Easy, need to be broken, all right, I'm in humility, but we can't do anything. Now, God uses human instruments, and we carry the gospel, and we are preaching in God's stead. But I want to tell you what, if God don't quicken the word to you, nothing's going to happen. If He don't open your heart, nothing's going to happen. So the Laodicean church was a church that thought they had it made, but Jesus said, you make me sick to my stomach. Yeah, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. I would you was cold or hot, but not lukewarm. They were lukewarm. And he said, because you say you're rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. And then he gave them advice to buy of him gold tried in the fire, and salve to anoint thine eyes with eye salve, which is a symbol of being saved and the Holy Spirit working in the man's life, enlightening him in some things. But then he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's talking about knocking at the door of the New Testament church of Laodicea. He's talking about, in an application, I believe you could apply the Laodicean church age to the day we're living in. And behold, he's standing at the door and knocking and wanting in to operate. We pushed him out. I know that many times we don't have even two gathered together. That we're not even churches many times who claim to be a church. I know it takes two or three. So Jesus said of the church of Laodicea, called it a church. It was a church. That means there had to be at least two people saved in there. But because of the majority ruling and because of being infiltrated by easy believism, if you please, there's no doubt many who were not saved. And as a result, they had pushed the Lord out. They had come up with man's program. And we've got our, we get all kind of requests to buy my book. I can tell you how to get the job done. I can tell you how to increase your Sunday school. I can tell you how to do this in 6 months and so forth. Well, I want to tell you what, I'd rather have one saved in 20 years than I had all that number that's going to do nothing but cause you a problem. You know, people want young preachers, and preachers want to know why they got so many problems, always having people stabbing them in the back and butting one another. Listen, God's sheep don't butt. Billy goats butt, amen? And God's sheep don't butt. All this problem of having to always have problems with this and trying to settle this problem and that problem, thank God. You realize something. We need to get back to the place. We need to let the Lord come in and His power move and permeate our churches. Oh, we need the power of God so thick like it was in the day when the tabernacle was finished and the temple was finished. It was so thick the priest couldn't even enter in. The glory of God, the Shekinah glory of God, so strong and so thick that they couldn't even minister. Oh, we need the power of God to permeate our churches today. And God says in this, in Revelation 3:20, if you will open the door of the church, the New Testament church, and let me come in and sup. That means to linger. That means to fellowship like the meals they had in those days where they lingered sometimes for 2 hours as they lingered around their meal and enjoying their meal and fellowship together. And we need to fellowship with our Lord, but we pushed Him out. I believe sometimes it was what happened that somebody come up with a new plan and God said, I just won't show up today. And this happened many years ago, probably in the church age we're living in. And God said, I won't show up today. And people went on as if nothing ever was, as if nothing, any difference. I mean, it was all just like they were before. And they were pumping it, making things happen, pumping up the praise, pumping up the worship with the little choruses and whatnot. Lord help, we're in a mess today because we have a thought we could open the hearts of people, and this is not right. We cannot open the hearts of the people. In fact, in this, some people says that Jesus wants to come in your heart and live in your heart. No, whoever, that's not scriptural. He wants to give you a new heart. He wants to take away your old stony, calloused heart and give you a new heart. He's got to create a new creation in you, and therefore you must come God's way. And Lydia's heart had to be open, and you can't open your heart. And so therefore that question is, can a man open his own heart and let Jesus in? No way can that be done. And anybody who practices that is practicing easy believism. And really it's another gospel. And Paul said in Galatians 1, if you preach any other gospel than what he preached, let him be accursed. He's saying just let him go on to hell. Let him get out of the way. And all through the book of Galatians, he basically wants to get rid of those Judaizers who are there preaching another gospel and trying to hinder the work of God in the churches at Galatia. Now, many of them wasn't saved even in Paul's day, under Paul's preaching. And even one wasn't saved under Jesus' preaching as the first New Testament church, Judas Iscariot, wasn't saved. So, folks, if that happened to our Lord, how much more is it going to happen to us, even being as careful as we can? And so, therefore, we need to come to the place that we practice right. If we use a canned plan and we're such as open your heart and let Jesus come in, listen, folks, you're not going to have anything but problems in your church. And I beg you, we have many tapes and many books and much material on this subject about salvation is of the Lord and the fact that you need to have a real work of Holy Ghost conviction, of godly sorrow, of reproval. And we explain those things and series on just what is. And repentance has got to be worked in you. And faith's got to be produced in you. God's got to do that. And so, he listen, John 3:27 said, a man can do nothing except it be given him from heaven. You can't open your heart door. It's got to come from heaven. You can't repent. It's got to have repentance granted from heaven. You can't believe, even saving faith or any kind of faith or intellectual faith, that there's a God unless God grants you that faith. Sure, He gives you life. And He'll give you ability to choose, make some choices. But if you're so bound by the flesh, the world, and the devil, You make wrong choices all the time. But except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. So as a result, we need to come to that place to realize when we practice any of these methods, such as open your heart, let Jesus come in. It's not scriptural. It's not of God. It's another gospel, another of a different kind. It's not of the saving kind. And it deceives people, and blood will be on our hands. Lord knows I've got enough blood on my hands back in bygone days when I was thought I was doing the right thing, practicing easy believers, a method that I was against, raising your hand, repeat after me, but yet practicing the Romans road method of Romans saying, you know, calling on the name of the Lord. And if you call, you're calling God a liar. Put pressure on the people. And we don't need that pressure. That's just like the message we dealt with on the fact that is it right to use a scare tactic? Hell is a scare tactic to get people saved. You're not going to get people saved that way. They're going to make false professions. And so, therefore, and the Lord don't save you to keep you out of hell. He saves you for His glory. So, people, I beg you. Preachers, I beg you. Turn to our website. Look at some of our material. We have some messages on there. And get hold of these truths that we're going over and over. You say, but preacher, you preach on the same thing. Listen, salvation is the issue. Salvation is the issue. If you're not saved, you're going to miss heaven. You're going to go to hell. And you're not going to glorify the Lord. Therefore, we've got to deal with salvation. And I deal with specifics because most people don't have enough information, enough facts, enough Bible knowledge to even know what salvation is and to examine themselves. And they measure what they have by what their preconceived idea of what salvation is. And they come up short but don't even know it, been deceived. And therefore, we deal with specifics where you can measure, have something to say, this is what salvation is. You say, I don't like specifics. Well, the Lord took the tabernacle and He wrote 40 chapters on the tabernacle. And he's specific, was he not? A knot here, a board here, a socket here. If you read it and not too interested, you wind up thinking it's boring. But it's all a picture of salvation. It's pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ and His redeeming work for fallen man. And so they're specific. And therefore, that's why I have repetition. That's why we deal with salvation, because I want you to know that you know that you know you're saved. And I beg you, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. And the question was today, can man open his heart? Can a man open his heart and let Jesus in? The answer is no. God's got to open that heart. And we proved it to you from Acts 16:14. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.